Mad Men, the American movie classics TV series about the men and women at a Madison Avenue ad agency in 1960, got rave reviews when it premiered on TV last July. A year later, it's finally out on DVD. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Mad Men, starring John Hamm as a talented ad exec named Don Draper, is another of those cable drama series that's found a home and an audience because of the trail blazed by HBO's The Sopranos. But the lineage of Mad Men is more direct than most. Its creator is Matthew Weiner, who wrote for The Sopranos, and displays the same talent here for capturing small details and unpredictable characters. Mad Men is quite a departure for American movie classics, which also turned heads with the recent Robert Duvall Western miniseries, Broken Trail. AMC has dabbled in series production before, but not for about a decade. And those shows, Remember When about the Golden Age of Radio and On the Lot about the Golden Age of Hollywood, were low-rent comedy dramas. Mad Men is a class act all the way. It's the best TV series to probe and dramatize the new frontier of the early 1960s since Call to Glory, a wonderful ABC drama from the mid-80s. And Mad Men has more on its mind than just reveling in the differences between now and then. It's also serving up a complicated mystery or two, and some first-rate plot twists and shockers, and so many intriguing characters and situations, the show quickly becomes addictive. Watching them on DVD at your own pace is a great way to burn through them. On the ad front, Don Draper and his colleagues deal with everything from cigarette advertising and those pesky new studies linking smoking to lung cancer to the 1960 presidential campaign. On the home front, Don and most of the other executives have unhappy wives. And at work, the relationships between men and women are, to say the least, markedly different. Here's John Hamm as Don, briefing his brand new secretary Peggy, played by Elizabeth Moss, when one of Don's colleagues barges into his office. He's Pete, a brash young man played by Vincent Kartheiser, whose abrasive outspokenness makes him seem almost like a white-collar Archie Bunker.
You look like $100. Ready to go sweet-talk some retail Jews?
You were tough to take first thing in the morning, Pete.
I've never had any complaints. Speaking of which, who's your little friend here?
She's the new girl.
You always get the new girl. Management gets all the perks. Where are you from, honey?
Miss Deaver's secretarial school.
Top notch. But I meant, where are you from? Are you Amish or something?
No, I'm from Brooklyn.
Well, you're in the city now. Wouldn't be a sin for us to see your legs. If you pull your waist in a little bit, you might look like a woman.
Is that all, Mr. Draper?
Hey, I'm not done here. I'm working my way up.
That'll be all. Peggy, right?
Yes. Oh, and it's time for your 11 o'clock meeting.
Oh, and sorry about Mr. Campbell here. He left his manners back at the fraternity house.
There are many things to savor about Mad Men. The performances are wonderful. I especially love Christina Hendricks as Joan, the sexy office mother hen, and John Slattery from Desperate Housewives as Don's boss, Roger Sterling. The production design is fabulous. If you're old enough, you'll smile with recognition at the clunky IBM Selectric typewriters, the pointy can openers, and the incessant smoking. If you're not old enough for Mad Men to qualify as nostalgia, you'll just smile, period. Was America ever this chauvinist and shallow? And for some people at least, this enjoyable? Yes. But Mad Men doesn't forget or ignore the hidden costs and the often ugly underbelly. And that makes the whole series even better. In a summer when TV is offering so little, the DVD release of Mad Men offers so much and goes down as smoothly as that third martini at lunch. Ah, those were the days.
David Bianculli is TV critic for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine and TVWorthWatching.com. Mad Men returns for a second season on AMC July 27th.